12. Lose battles, but win the war. Grand strategy. Everyone around you is a strategist angling for power, all trying to promote their own interests, often at your expense. Your daily battles with them make you lose sight of the only thing that really matters: victory in the end, the achievement of greater goals, lasting power. Grand strategy is the art of looking beyond the battle and calculating ahead. It requires that you focus on your ultimate goal and plot to reach it. In grand strategy, you consider the political ramifications and long-term consequences of what you do. Instead of reacting emotionally to people, you take control and make your actions more dimensional, subtle, and effective. Let others get caught up in the twists and turns of the battle, relishing their little victories. Grand strategy will bring you the ultimate reward, the last laugh. The Great Campaign. Growing up at the Macedonian court, Alexander, 356-322 BC, was considered a rather strange young man. He enjoyed the usual boyish pursuits, such as horses and warfare. Having fought alongside his father, King Philip II, in several battles, he had proved his bravery. But he also loved philosophy and literature. His tutor was the great thinker Aristotle, under whose influence he loved to argue about politics and science, looking at the world as dispassionately as possible. Then there was his mother, Olympias, a mystical, superstitious woman. She had visions at Alexander's birth that he would one day rule the known world. She told him about them and filled him with stories of Achilles, from whom her family claimed descent. Alexander adored his mother, while hating his father, and took her prophecies most seriously. From early on in life, he carried himself as if he were more than the son of a king. Alexander was raised to be Philip's successor, and the state he was to inherit had grown considerably during his father's reign. Over the years, the king had managed to build up the Macedonian army into the supreme force in all Greece. He had defeated Thebes and Athens and had united all the Greek city-states, except Sparta, into a Hellenic league under his leadership. He was a crafty, intimidating ruler. Then, in 336 BC, a disgruntled nobleman assassinated him. Suddenly seeing Macedonia as vulnerable, Athens declared its independence from the League. The other city-states followed suit. Tribes from the north now threatened to invade. Almost overnight, Philip's small empire was unraveling.